All right, welcome back to it. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who we've had the pleasure of talking to on a number of occasions here at the program, had another bit of startling news for Republican senators last night, predicting that if we don't continue to try to prop up the economy, unemployment could reach 20%, possibly higher. 20% unemployment is unprecedented in my lifetime. So was 3.5% unemployment. Those days are gone. Those days are gone for the foreseeable future. However, I will tell you this. In talking to people that are in road construction and so forth, here's a bit of good news, and I'll have more of this later. Those that are in heavy construction, bridges, highways, skyscrapers, big buildings, and big projects on the job and looking to hire people, looking to hire lots of people in heavy industry. So if you think it's time to build the roads of America, you're right. Jobs all over the place. And I got that from the Michigan Department of Transportation and some of its key partners here in Michigan where I live. And they say they are hiring. They're outside jobs. They're outdoor jobs, many of them. They're ideal jobs. You're not around a lot of people. You might be driving a front-end loader. You might be working on concrete or asphalt. These are ideal jobs for people to get today, and there's many of them available. So if you've found that you can't sit in the house anymore and you don't want to self-quarantine anymore and you can't take it at this point, it's time to get on the horn and find yourself a new possibility and a new opportunity. That's what my advice to you is here today. Now, the president yesterday, standing in front of the nation for a long period of time, answering questions, talking to people, took it all in. Let's start with bite number three from the president and how hard this could be for the nation and the things that we have to do. Bite three, go.
I'll tell you my best decision. The people behind me are total pros. All over the world, they're respected. Dr. Birx, Anthony, who's become a, where's Anthony? He's become a major television star for all the right reasons. No, he's just so professional, so good. The people that we have working here have been incredible, and they're totally respected. The admiral has been incredible, having to do with the testing, incredible, and he's viewing this as testing also for the future. We're building a platform. When we took over this platform, first thing the admiral said was, "This was not designed for what we're talking about, millions of people." It wasn't, and it's nobody's fault. It's not like who could have ever predicted a thing like this, but we broke it down, and it's really going to be an incredible system, and it is now a great system. I just want to say these are incredible people standing behind me. They're the most respected in the world. Every country that you've mentioned today so far has called them, and they call them all the time for advice. There's nobody better than what we have.
It was never designed for something like this. That's the telling part. The CDC, the National Institutes for Health, the system itself was never designed for this kind of stress. To have tens of thousands of patients, which is why the military is being mobilized, the National Guard being mobilized, Navy hospital ships being prepared for coronavirus patients. It's all coming. And talking to doctors that I know in the last 24 hours, one in particular looking at the pandemic, the latest warnings being put out, the latest information being put out, he said, "It scares me to death. Scares me to death." Dr. Anthony Fauci, as the president pointed out, has become world famous through this for all the right reasons. Not that Dr. Fauci gave any concern to being famous or being a television personality, but he has become the one that is talking not only to the United States, but people of the world about this pandemic. Here's his update from yesterday during that same long marathon press event. Bite number four with Anthony Fauci. Here's Dr. Fauci, bite four.
But the one thing I do know that if you look at models with all of their vicissitudes of models, is that when you have input into the kinds of mitigations and things that we're doing, we're going to see a hump instead of a peak. I would be really surprised if all the things that we're doing, and this is really a comprehensive approach. I was struck as I was listening to everyone make their presentations, that, you know, I'm a scientist, I'm a health person, and I'm a physician who sees patients. So I look at it from one particular standpoint. But what I'm being impressed by is that this is really a comprehensive thing that has multiple components to it. All of them got to succeed if we're going to get to that end point that I've described multiple times from this podium. So I hope that if everyone does their job, we're going to be able to give you a number and say, you know, we've seen that inflection and we're coming down.
6,400 plus cases now. New cases popping up at an ever faster rate right now. Depress the curve. We have to flatten this curve. That's the message from Dr. Fauci. And through all of this, whether it was Governor Cuomo or the president or Dr. Fauci, the politics is gone. Politics is gone, which is the way it should be. We're here to give you information. We're here to be a clearinghouse for you. We're here to give you hope. And I'm also here to take calls from you to figure out what's going on in your neck of the woods because I want to hear from you. 888-900-9966 is the DTE Common Sense hotline anywhere in the world. 888-900-9966. If you've got something you'd like to share and you want the listeners to know here on this program and the viewers on Dish Network and Pluto TV and elsewhere to know, this is the place to come. 888-900-9966. We'll take your calls here at the Steve Gruber Show. When we come back after the break, we're going to have a little bit more hope from the president, some hopeful comments, and we'll keep you up on all this. Also, you can drop lines to the program. Go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Become a friend. SteveGruber.com, also a place you can go. Our website, tremendous amounts of information there. I encourage you to go to the website and encourage you, please, follow us on Facebook. A tremendous clearinghouse of information, articles, information, people having a conversation from all over the world. You can be part of it. SteveGruber.com and the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Do that now. Become part of this movement. We'll be right back.